Good morning and welcome to Word on Wine Review, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Pilewski. Joining me in the studio, WBJC's Mary Zajac. Always nice to see you.
Nice to see you too, Jonathan.
Let me point out before we even talk about our wines this morning that you can find these programs on WBJC.com. They're actually all going to be archived not too long after they are broadcast. And in addition to that, we'll blog our various wines that we review so you can actually find them if you care to. Well, let us talk about a white Bordeaux. This was the 2010 Chateau La Rame, R-A-M-E. And if you're a white Bordeaux, you're talking Sauvignon Blanc. This had a bit of salt, a bit of minerals, a bit of grapefruit, $16.99. Why not, I say?
Yeah, white Bordeaux, I think, is a wine that we overlook for no good reason, except that we were aware that Sauvignon Blanc is grown in so many other different places now. Certainly, it's the same grape that you get in New Zealand, but not as sharp and maybe not as in your face. So you still get the grapefruit, but you get a lot of stoniness. It's a little more subdued. It's a little more elegant.
I like this a lot. New Zealand, look out. This was bracing, but it had a lot of wine in it. It wasn't like eating a grapefruit. It wasn't like that huge, overwhelming pamplemousse.
Right. If you want a really nice, crisp white wine with a little bit of body to it, you cannot do wrong with white Bordeaux.
Our other wine is from the Rhône in Vaqueras. It was produced by Rukas Tumba. It was the 2009 Les Restanques de Cabassol. That's a lot of spelling. That's the name of the blend. That's the proprietary name. And this was a wine which actually was kind of overwhelming for me. You just thought, woof, you know, let's put this down for 10 years and see what happens.
This is definitely a wine that needs to be aged. It's a little bit raw. It's got some of that raw meat component to it. It was sort of velvety up front, but then those tannins come and grip you real soon. Really bright flavors. You know, it needs time. Like most Rhône wines, a blend of Serin, Grenache, maybe something else in there. At $37, it's an investment, but again, it's something that you want to put down for a little bit.
This will age super well, and I assume a lot of wine from Vaqueras probably would have similar profiles. Is that correct?
Sure. Vaqueras, Gigonda, Châteauneuf-du-Pape, you know, they're all very close to each other. The soil is a little bit different in each, but the cépage are similar, mostly Syrah, Grenache, other grapes from that area, Carignan, Mourvèdre. They're made to last.
Excellent. For Word on Wine Review, I'm Jonathan Pilewski.
And I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.